And even right now, he could be just beating you down. Right in this very moment, his fiery darts, he's slinging them at you, telling you one lie after another. See, that's why we got to be careful when we understand who Satan is, but let's not give him too much credit for who he is. If we're not careful, we can focus so much on Satan and forget who's conquered Satan. I have to preach that to myself daily. Because if you do not preach God's word to yourself daily, if you're not devouring God's word daily, here's what will happen. The noise of life will take over in your thinking. The noise of life will take over. It will literally just come in and possess your thinking and hold it hostage. And that's what we have to every morning be on our knees. Be on our knees in God's word. Go to your prayer closet. Get in that prayer closet and dive deep into the throne room of heaven with God and plead with him. Plead with him over and over to do a new work in your heart first. Yeah, I believe so many in our culture today are living a life of what is Jesus going to do for me next? Versus how can I die to myself? And what can I do for him next? Therefore, I believe so many people are so disenchanted with the American church, not because we don't have enough entertainment. I think they're disenchanted because they see we really don't believe what we preach. Hey, this is John Couch at This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, the evil one loves to use the noise of life to distract us away from the call that God has placed on our life. I can't help but think of the Apostle Paul as he's pouring into young Timothy and he's warning Timothy about the dangers and pitfalls of error and greed in the ministry. Paul says these potent words in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 12. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. And then Paul concludes in the first part of verse 12 by simply saying this, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, I pray today that as you go out into the battlefield of life, that you would fight that good fight of faith, that you would be encouraged and you would not lose heart. And most of all, I pray that you will have God's strength for this day.